Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. In 2017, we're celebrating 25 years of helping people win. Today, we have a great word from Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, would you let us know? Send us an email at story@gutschurch.com.
It's a can't-miss message today because, you know, we read God's word and we see things, and sometimes, now listen, we extract them from the page. We extract them and think, oh my gosh, this is a perfect standalone verse. And I'll tell you, one of them is John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. I've come to give you life and life more abundant. And the Amplified says, life to the fullest and life for you to enjoy. Okay, but if you look at the preceding 9 verses and then the latter 20 verses, it's like, those John 10, 1 through 30 would make every one of us go, are you kidding me? And now listen, this is a can't miss message, and this is gonna change lives in here today. It's gonna change lives of people in Sepulpa and Skytook, because this is the missing link. There's something missing for most Christians, most church people. Most people that have taken that giant step and said, okay, that's it, I'm going to church every week. But the key here, listen to this, in verse 1, most assuredly I say to you, he who doesn't enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. This is Jesus talking about every other belief system that's come before him. Okay? But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and now listen, and the sheep hear his voice. I've underlined that in my Bible. The sheep hear his voice. If you talk, you know, there's people, I'll tell you, in our service today, I heard the voice of God. I was up here, I was talking, I was exhorting, I was encouraging, but then God gave me the impression about wanting to heal people, about his provision to heal. And I'd ask you a question. I'd say, okay, is God here? And you'd say, well, sure he is. He's everywhere. No. Is God specifically here? And you'd say, yes, okay, his healing is here. His prosperity is here. His redemption is here. His resurrection is here. See, God brings all of that with him, and we have to understand that. But right here, it's very, very clearly that it says the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Not only do we hear him, but we know his voice. See, we hear his voice. And I think a lot of people, what the enemy wants to do is keep you behind that veil. And understand that veil has been rent. That veil has been torn. We could get on the God side of that veil where we could hear his voice clearly and distinctly. But listen, know his voice. You know, where we're not walking around saying, well, God, is that you? No. We know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, and they don't know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they still didn't understand. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now listen, all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't hear them. I am the door. We can't hear God the way we've heard everything else. There is so much, it's not even chatter anymore. You turn on the news and it's phone taps and wiretaps and conniving with the enemy and all kinds of stuff and the stock market and everything political that's happening and every side of every aisle in our nation's capital. But listen, and the whole thing, listen, I believe distracts us from hearing God's voice. Because what can we really do? Sure, we have a voice. Sure, we could go out and demonstrate or protest. But the bottom line, all of that stuff are just distractions from the true course that God's called us to walk. That's why between 8 and 9 out of 10 people that sit in church every week have no idea what their purpose is. And I'm telling you, in ministry, and I'm speaking for me and my kind, that's criminal. For people to give their lives sitting in a church, going through all the motions, and miss out on purpose. miss out on destiny. See, it's not just, hey, let's include as many. It's not just about inclusion, which we love. It's not just about diversity, which we love and we celebrate. It's about the integration. It's about hearing God's voice. It's about knowing God's voice. You know, it's interesting because Charlie and Luana got up and spoke at the Second Mile last week, and I really recommend you come into the Second Mile tonight at 6 o'clock and then corporate prayer at 7. But Luana said something so simple. She said, Charlie asked her out on a date, and she wanted to say no, but she said, but before I said no, I caught myself because I've trained my spirit to hear God's voice. She said that real simply, real matter-of-factly. I've trained my spirit to hear God's voice. I thought, oh my gosh, that's so powerful. How many people could really say that? You know, and they went out on a first date, a second date, the third date, he asked her to marry him. Now it's been 36 years later, and she heard God's voice. But see, we have to train ourselves. We have to be at a place where we know every other voice, all the other chatter, all the other, they're here to kill, steal, and destroy. And then Jesus said, look, I'm the true shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling who is not a shepherd, one who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and doesn't care about his sheep. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own. I'm known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, this is, if you're not Jewish, this is talking about us. See, Jesus is talking to all these Jewish people. And he's saying there's a whole other group of people. They're going to be uncircumcised. They're going to be a different kind. You're going to think they're unclean. But guess what? Because I'm coming here and who I am, we're bringing them into the mix. And that's good news for you and me if we didn't start out Jewish. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. Do you see, this isn't they may hear my voice, or they could possibly hear my voice, or if they get good enough. No, they just hear my voice. And it's so clear and so easy, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life, and then my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. The command I've received from my Father. Let's go to verse 25. Jesus answered them because they said, no, we don't understand. Why don't you tell us in a way we can understand? Or they're accusing him of not being clear. And in verse 25, Jesus said, answered them. He said, I told you and you do not believe. It's like, oh my gosh. Let me just ask you. Let's just call a time out here. 30-second time off. Do you hear God's voice? Do you know you hear God's voice? Because if you say, no, I don't think I do, it's like, okay, you've heard, but don't believe. That's what Jesus said there. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying what the word says. See, and where it starts is, are you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Are you his sheep? Yes, yes. Okay, then there's no other questions. There's not a question, do I hear God's voice? Can I? Am I able to? No, you do. Why? Because you're sheep. See, that's the bottom line. See, the questions come in a confusing manner, and we have to understand that our enemy, the enemy of our soul, is the author of confusion. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep, as I said to you. Verse 27, listen to this. My sheep hear my voice. See, it's pivotal. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. All the promises come true when we hear God's voice. See, you could be here and say, well, Pastor Bill says, or an elder says, or a teacher says. The Bible says, don't be of many teachers. Let me just tell you, Eric and AJ are going to get up tonight and they are going to speak in the same direction and the same lane as the doctrine of this church. It's set. See, here's the bottom line. Is God real? Is his healing real? Is his prosperity real? Yes, yes, yes. Why? Because he's a yes God. And that's what we have to understand. It's not anything we can earn. It's nothing that we deserve. You're never left out in the cold. Instantly, when the light comes, the darkness is repelled. Instantly, we have to understand that. See, in verse 29, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. See, we look at this like, wait a second, this all works together for good for me and my life. And I'll tell you why. Because us hearing God's voice is innate in us. Listen to me. We were born to hear God's voice. See, this is how God made us. But see, living in the world, the fallen world, and we're born into sin, it causes us to doubt ever hearing God's voice. Because wait a second, is it audible? Man, I remember the very first time God spoke to me. He said, are you gonna have the guts to serve me? You know why? Because I was getting ready to bail. I was getting ready to eject myself out of this new world that I didn't fit into. Well, my goodness, Teal Marie right now, she'll cry, she'll hungry. Why? Because she doesn't fit into this world. She was in that womb. Man, she was pacified there. She was taken care of in that womb. Man, they only played sweet music. They only said sweet things. The doctors took care of the whole thing worked for her. And then the next thing you know, she comes out crying. And everybody's celebrating this little baby crying. But guess what that baby, see, she's going to learn how to communicate. See, let me put it this way. This God that we serve is a hearing, speaking God. See, if you're questioning God speaking and you hearing God, I pretty assuredly you question God hearing you. See, he's a hearing, speaking God. But how do we teach our kids how to communicate? It requires two things. Discipline and training. Man, how many times you had to, whoa, we don't talk like that. No, in our house, you know, our kids go to school. They went to public school. And you know what they teach them in public school? They teach them how to say, shut up. They do. So they come home, Taylor, look at Brooklyn and say, hey, shut up. I'm like, whoa. We don't say shut up here. See, this is not how we do it. Shut up hurts my ears. So we don't say shut up. And you know what? I doubt that broken him the first time. It may have. He was a really good kid. But you know what? If he said it again, guess what? I'd say it again too. No, we don't say shut up. That hurts my ears. And if that hurts my ears, it's probably that wooden spoon's probably going to hurt your backside at some point here, okay? So there's a correlation. There's a link between my ears and your booty, all right? So if you get a little pop on that booty, it's because you hurt my ears and you hurt my ears. See, so you teach them how to communicate. God does it the same way. God disciplines us and trains us. But there's too many people that have been in the Lord, Roger, for how many years that don't hear God's voice, aren't sure God hears them. Why? They haven't received the discipline and the training that's required. It's can't miss if you do. Because God speaks. And we do this, it's learned. It's innate in us, but it's also learned where we have to develop and we have to mature in it. See, you can't be a mature person, much less believer or Christian, unless you hear God's voice. Because Jesus said it matter-of-factly, it doesn't make any sense. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And they're like, what the heck are you talking about? We don't understand. He said, no, you've heard me say it. You just don't believe. And see, that's the bottom line with this. And we do this by learning God's word. We do this by putting God's word in front of our face. And I'll tell you what's hard is, and I use the technology. I use the Bible on my iPhone and iPad. I use a computer to study the word. But I'll tell you, I want to rewind back to my entry level life with God where I began to tune in to hear God's voice. It was with a Bible and a notebook and a pen. And the dynamics of that, see, it's hard for me then to take the leap to do it digitally, okay, and to really remember it. If I write it down, I'm going to remember it. If I put it in my phone, I might remember it. Maybe if it gives me a little alert or something, I could. But we have to understand that, and I'll just give you, can I give you a practical way to hear God's voice? A practical way, I'll just tell you, because God's gonna sound like his word. So as you read the Bible, if you just read a verse, read a couple verses, read three verses, and stop and think about what you read, and maybe even reread it. But then go to a notebook and just write down what you think God spoke to you reading that verse or two or three verses. Just write it down. Just make it real practical. Man, it's not a test. You can't fail. See, and what God's going to do, God's going to back your play. God's going to understand what you're doing. You're just following a little bit of instruction. But you read God's word and you write it down, what you think God's saying to you in that verse. And then you don't stop, as goofy as it might feel like, because it's all about maturing. Our children mature. Some of our kids can't say their L's or can't say their R's or whatever. But you know what? They grow out of that. Man, why? It just takes a little bit of discipline and a little bit of training and a little bit of help. And that's what the church gives us. See, in Colossians 3:2, Paul writes, it says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. Set your mind on the things above. See, how can you do that if you're neck deep in all the politics? Let me tell you something. Jesus made it very clear. He said, this government rests upon my shoulders. So you know what? Man, I'm going to honor those that are in authority over me in our government. Man, I'm going to pray no matter what party they're in. And I'm going to believe God on their behalf. And I'm going to honor God in believing. But let me just tell you, and I want to have a voice. And I want to have a vote. But let me tell you, I don't want it to distract me from hearing the God who loves me to direct me and lead and guide me in all truth. In Romans 8:37, it's a very familiar passage, but Paul writes it, says, yet in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. It's God's voice that strengthens us. See, we become more than conquerors. Not only are we gonna win, but we know we're gonna win. Yet in all these things, verse 38 says, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any created thing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, if Jesus is really the Lord of your life, and that's how God designed it, then we don't just love him, but listen, we hear him and we know him. Man, there's so many people that you hear them talk and it's like, oh my gosh, you don't know this Jesus. Even though you're pretty churchy and you're pretty intelligent and you got a lot to say and it's important, but this Jesus, it's can't miss. It's can't miss that you hear God's voice. Now, the only thing that's going to stop you, the Bible talks about the enemy coming immediately to steal the seed, but you become a forgetful hearer. See, what I'm talking about today has to bump up to the top of your list for it to work. That's the only way it works. The only way. Because in life, that storm hits us, we get knocked down, and we feel like there's no way. But then we realize that what God's word promises is God provides a way where there is no way. See, do you understand that when a doctor or somebody says there's no way, that's truly good news? Because God takes what the enemy means for bad and he turns it to good in our lives. That's what the Bible promises. Man, when I looked at it, I learned very early on as a brand new, relatively new Christian, baby Christian, that God will provide a way where there is no way, and he'll never leave me nor forsake me, and he'll always give me an avenue of escape. That in my temptation or whatever it was that I was dealing with, it's like, God, I got to find you. God, where are you here? God, show yourself real and alive to me. And then, God, give me the way out. Give me the avenue of escape. And to me, I'll just tell you, The Old Testament's a type and shadow of what's to come. The Gospels are a bridge that leads us, now listen, to the new and better covenant. When the book of Acts starts in your Bible, it becomes literal. Do you hear me? There's no more burning bushes. There's no more two by two to the ark. It's all literal life to those who find it. It's health to all their flesh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.